right here. Remind me what your name is. Yes. Linda, that's right. Linda, I heard the Lord say that I even have some new things that I'm going to begin to do for you, says the Lord. The Lord says, daughter, I've been visiting you in the night season, says God. The Lord says, daughter, you are a dreamer. You're one that even, not only do you even have big dreams and big aspirations, but the Lord says, daughter, even at night, the Lord says, I give you prophetic dreams. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to cause you, at times you've shared those dreams even with others, but the Lord says, I'm going to give you even some greater clarity even concerning those things, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to begin even to cause you to be able even to interpret some of those things even that you dream. Because the Lord says, that truly is a gift of me that even I've given you. And you've kind of questioned it a little bit because you said, Lord, some of those things that I dream, they're just kind of out there just a little bit, you know, and I'm not really sure about them. But the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to begin to clarify some things. But the Lord says, I'm going to begin to hone that even within you. But the Lord says, daughter, you know that I've even called you forth even with that prophetic anointing. But the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to begin to strengthen that even in the days to come. But the Lord says, it's cost you even some things, says the Lord. And the Lord says, even to go all the way with me, the Lord says, it's cost you, and especially even in your relationships, and especially even in family. And the Lord says, daughter, know that my grace is even upon you, and I'm going to begin to heal some of those areas, says the Lord, and even some of those relationships where the enemy would have even tried even to come in and twist and distort even with that Leviathan spirit. The Lord says, daughter, know that I'm tearing down even that assignment of Leviathan that's been against you, says the Lord, has been even said against your family, even as a besiegement. And the Lord says, daughter, even as though you have even tried even to go in and even speak, says God, and every time you go in and speak, it seems like that communication even gets twisted, and it's like it gets worse even than it was even before. But the Lord says, daughter, this is a season I'm going to begin even to bring healing. I'm going to begin to repair even those areas that breach, and even some of those things that those individuals that would have held it even against you, says God. And there would have been the accusation, there would have been even the blame. But the Lord says, daughter, I want you to know that you are not to blame. You are not to blame. And the Lord says, daughter, you've known it, but I want to even lay the axe to the root of that thing, even within the midst of your heart, that there's no more place for you even to think that it was even your fault. Because the Lord says, daughter, you were not at fault. And the Lord says, watch and see, daughter, I'm going to begin to restore even in your family, even in some of those relationships. And I see, especially even for your children, there are even some things that the Lord's going to even begin to do, even in restoration. The Lord says, I am moving and I am working. The Lord says, according to those things that you prayed, the Lord says, even in the beginning of this season, the beginning of this year in January, the Lord says, daughter, there were those decrees even that you made on a New Year's. The Lord says, the decrees you made even concerning your family. And the Lord says, daughter, those are the things that I birthed even out of your spirit. I am watching over those things. The Lord says, daughter, know that I am watching over that which you have decreed before me, even to perform it and cause it to come about. And the Lord says, daughter, even especially this year around Christmas time, you are going to see that fullness of restoration that you've even asked for, and that which you would have even desired to come about. The Lord says, daughter, this is even that which is going to happen even for you, says the Lord. So the Lord says, daughter, even in these last few years, not that you've been alone, because you've even had the family of God, but the Lord says, daughter, this year, not only will you have the family of God, but the Lord says, I am restoring even back to you even that family relationship. So the Lord says, get ready. I'm going to begin to restore that relationship in such a way that the Lord says, even this year, that you're going to even celebrate even Christmas even with your family, says God. So the Lord says, and you're going to rejoice in it. So the Lord says, because I am doing that work of restoration. And it's almost as if they're going to hear, even when you speak, they're going to hear clearly, says God. And the Lord says, I'm even arresting them, as it were, even in the realm of the spirit, and even in their thoughts. The Lord says, know that I am moving and I am working. The Lord says that I'm going to cause there even to be that clarity. I'm breaking off the assignment of even the deceiver that's been even upon their mind, says God. And the Lord says, truly, daughter, you've been faithful. You've been that faithful prayer warrior. And the Lord says, daughter, that I am even returning them even back to you, says God. The Lord says, the prodigals are even returning, says the Lord. And the Lord says, so daughter, know that word was even for you. So trust in me, because the Lord says, you can rejoice in me that I'm going to begin to do that which is dear to your heart. And the Lord says, this is a season of restoration. It's a season I am redeeming all things for you, says the Lord.